The very last line of Peter's letter is that one that I put on the wall there. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. Now, we looked a little bit at what that means, didn't we, last week? And in particular, the focus of that verse and the big question that arises, I suppose, is what does it mean to be in Christ? And I thought we haven't looked at this for quite a while, so let's look at it again. What does it mean to be in Christ? Well, being in Christ is basically another pair of words that means a Christian. If you're a Christian, you're a in Christ. You can even rearrange the letters and make the same thing. That's just a coincidence in English, so I suppose. So, to help us understand what it means to be in Christ, I have here my good friend, who's sometimes called Dagon. That's an affectionate name for him. He's not actually an idol, a Philistine idol. Can everybody see my friend Dagon here? Do you know what he really is? Anybody seen one of those anywhere before? Can't see his picture on the wall very well, can you? Recognise him from anywhere? Have you seen him anywhere? Do you know what his native colour is? Well, his native colour is actually brown. Terracotta brown, in fact. Can you see my little statue here, Paul? Anybody got it yet? He's actually a terracotta warrior, yes. So some Chinese king buried a whole army of terracotta warriors to look after him in the afterlife. I guess he must have got a bit of a shock when he arrived, poor bloke, because his soldiers weren't there to help him, which is very sad, isn't it? And so there's a whole army of 5,000 of these things in China, and a group of half a dozen or something go on world tour, don't they? And someone gave us this from when they'd been visiting the British Museum. And the funny thing is, although he's a terracotta warrior, he's not terracotta in colour, is he? Yeah, all right, Paul. Don't overdo it. If you look, you can see closely there are bits of his terracotta colour there. But in fact, with the passage of 2,000 years or something, he's got covered in all sorts of dirt and grime and slime and all sorts of things. And you can see it, can't you? He should be a nice, beautiful terracotta colour, like a plant pot. And he's sort of a dirty, ugly, grey colour. Now imagine this isn't just a terracotta warrior. Imagine that's you or me. And God is looking at us. Does he see what beautiful creations we are? Well, he does, because he can see hearts and he can see inside us. But what else does he see when he looks at us, do you think? God. And the clue is in the black slime and stuff that's accumulated on our terracotta warrior here. What else does God see when he looks at us?
Bad stuff.
Bad stuff, Sue said. Well, that's a very theological way of putting it, isn't it, wife? Sin, that's right. Just think, all the good things that we should have done, but didn't, covering us over like the slime on this terracotta warrior. Think of all the bad things we did, but shouldn't have done. That's sin, isn't it? All the slime that's covering us over, just like the terracotta warrior. Think of all the thoughts that we had, that we were so ashamed of later. Think of all the feelings that we should have had, but didn't have. Especially thoughts of love to God and our neighbours, which we only manage to do maybe a little bit at the best. All that is sin, isn't it? And we have a terrible record all our lifetimes. And God looks at us, and other people look at us as well, and they can see our sin. God can see the sin that's inside us. Other people can only see these sort of external sins, can't they? Like when we're rude to them, or if we don't care about them, or what we say, or something like that. So we've been spending our lives building up this layer of grime, really, called sin. Yep, just like this terracotta warrior. What does it mean to be in Christ? Well, it means you take your sin and you go to the Lord Jesus Christ and you say, Lord Jesus, I believe that when you died on the cross, you died so that my sin could be forgiven, so that it could all be covered up. Forgive me, I pray, and trusting him because he died on the cross to pay for that sin, you see. And we are then in Christ. Just like this terracotta warrior is now in the jug. Can you see his sin anymore? You can't. At least you can't see the slime on the outside of the terracotta warrior. Can you see that, Paul? Believe me, he's in the jug. So you can't see all the slime on him. And that's what it's like to be in Christ. When we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's just as if we're like this terracotta warrior who's been put inside the nice sunflower jug. And God can no longer see our sin. Because we're in Christ, you see. And when God looks at us, he sees not our sin, but he sees the Lord Jesus punished on the cross for our sin. And he sees all Jesus' righteousness, all his love and his powerful good deeds, which are given to us instead of the powerful good deeds that we didn't do, you see. Because we're in Christ. And that's a very safe place, isn't it? All that sin is hidden. And that's what it really means to be in Christ. That's what it really means to be a Christian. So that's how Peter can write, "Peace to all of you who are in Christ." God can't see our sin, so we're at peace with God, you see. Because we're in Christ. And it's, you know, in a way there was nothing new. David, when he wrote Psalm 32, could say something similar, even though this was in 1000 BC. "Blessed is the one, happy is the one whose transgressions are forgiven." Transgressions is really another word for sin. "Whose sins are covered." And although David didn't know the detail, you see, he was relying on the Lord Jesus Christ to cover over his sins, because David was also in Christ. And then he explains it. "Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them." Because he counted it against Jesus instead, you see, when he died on the cross. And that's all through the Bible, that very clear, basic, central message of what it is to be in Christ. It's just not always called being in Christ. Sometimes it's called having your sins covered. Sometimes it's called having your transgressions forgiven. Sometimes it's God does not count your sin against you if you're in Christ. So that's the most important thing. You might think it's important to be in church on a Sunday morning, especially Palm Sunday morning or Easter Sunday morning. Well, it's much more important to be in Christ. Not my little terracotta warrior here is in the jug, you see.